Show back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.
So I've rocked up to work just in my underwear.
Pretty Malik.
Don't listen to Chris.
And Big Rossi.
Want more food, yes.
Stop.
The biggest prizes.
You just won! €50,000!
With the biggest stars.
Bassem Youssef.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Yo, what up? This is Usher, and I'm rocking with Chris Fade. Yeah, man.
And the biggest hits.
Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Let's get it.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad.
Don't do that.
Good morning. He's not here. He's got a sore mouth, so he's off.
Chris Fade, yeah, we heard about it yesterday. He had some oral surgery over the weekend. He keeps seeing his lip, but it's the inside of his cheek that has stitches.
I mean, what came out of that cheek was massive.
Yeah.
So it must have hurt a little bit. I'll give him that.
Yeah, he came in yesterday, but he looked like he was in a lot of pain, actually.
He was grumpy, wasn't he? Let's be honest.
He was very grumpy. He admitted it.
He goes...
Quiet.
He does. He goes a little bit quieter when he gets grumpy.
Yes.
And that's what he was like yesterday. But I've learned my lesson because I remember one time he was nearly dying.
Yes, and you made fun of him.
And I was like, oh, get on with it. And he had a blocked intestine, which is very dangerous. And I didn't really understand the severity of it, but now I do.
So today you're going to let him go?
Yeah, I feel sorry for him today. So.
Okay, all right. So
get well soon, Kristen.
Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow, but the show must go on, right?
The show must go on, yeah. We've got some pretty cool things that we want to tell you about. Obviously, the Chris Fade Show's 10,000 Durham Pop Quiz is back.
Yes, that will not go away. We will still be getting you flying away this summer with Fly Dubai.
I've never given away a holiday, I don't think.
That is such a lie, Rossi.
Have I never done it?
Rossi, of course we have. We give away vacations every day.
No, I mean like me.
Yeah, but I can't help it if you're not present when we actually give it away. But you do give it away every day.
I'm going to get to press the buttons.
You're going to get to press the buttons.
I'm going to get to do this when we announce it. We say, you've won a holiday.
Oh,
hold on.
No,
I'll get to do this when we win a holiday. I'll go, you've won a holiday.
Yes, you get to do that.
Yeah.
That I'll give you.
I get to do that later.
Yes.
Oh, so exciting.
So we've got some exciting things going on, and we've got an amazing guitar player that's going to be joining us after 8 as well, right?
Yeah, if you've been to a brunch across Dubai and the UAE, you will have seen this man, Greg Pearson. He also supported Nala, you'll be glad to know this, Lewis Capaldi, when he played.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so this could be your new... Oh, no, he's married with kids, I was going to say, because he's Scottish. He's a bit like Lewis Capaldi. He's cool, so you never know. On the way, then, we'll do that. And we've got some tickets right now to win.
Well, yeah, pick my hit still continues, right? Whether Chris is here or not. So we need you on the phone. 04-871-5544. In exchange, we're going to get you 4 weekend passes for the Water Bomb Festival, which is happening this weekend at the waterfront at Dubai Festival City. It's amazing K-pop stars. It's amazing DJs like our very own Danny Neville, DJ Snake, and more, combined with a massive water fight, which is pretty cool.
Well, it's just so cool, isn't it? What a great idea.
Yeah.
Like a giant water fight, but with the coolest acts going.
I think it's just so cool. If you want tickets, platinumlist.net, but let's get you 4 free weekend passes next. Give us a call now, 04-871-5544.
That's the number if you want to get on. We'll get you on after this. Shall we do this? My hit?
Yeah.
Okay, basically, what happens right now is you're gonna... Oh, wait, I've got this. Okay, hold on.
Pick my...
I thought it was a promo.
Rossi's throwing hands in the air, giving me that look that he gets like very angry if something's not in position.
Well, no, because...
But it's been in position.
Yeah, I know, but like it's confusing because we've got this feature called Pick My Hit, but we've also got like where you pick your hits to...
Rossi, we have done this for years at this time.
Yeah, I thought it was a promo, okay. So that's why. Anyway,
moving
good
on.
Nala's in the studio. Good morning, Arlen.
Good Nala. Morning.
All good?
Yeah, it feels weird without Chris.
It does. Thanks for the compliment there. I appreciate it. Good morning, Larry. Are you going to give me some compliments?
Good morning, Big Rossi.
Yes.
Good morning.
Now, this is the energy we need, Nala. Take note, okay?
Okay, all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Larry, I will match up to your energy. Don't worry.
Good morning, man. How's
it
going?
Let's rock it.
Let's rock it. He sounds like he's American. You can't choose pretty for that reason only, okay?
Well, maybe he can. Where are you from, Larry?
Florida.
He's from Florida. East Coast buddies over here. What do you do here in Dubai?
Well, I've been here for 10 years and I fix aircraft.
Oh, that's cool.
Look at that.
And were you doing that back home as well?
Yes, of course.
Oh, that's cool.
I wanted to come over to the UAE and experience life over here.
Oh, that's so nice.
I 100% trust Larry. He's got this energy at this time of the morning.
Yeah.
You know he's not going to make a mistake. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You can't. Oh, no. You got people's lives on the line. No way.
Wow. Oh, Larry, you're so cool. Where are you from in Florida?
Well, pretty. I'm from Miami.
From Miami. You know what? Dubai and Miami have some similarities, I would say.
Yeah.
Big party scene.
Yes. Yeah. And the heat and the humidity, which is very lovely.
Abanese a Miami.
No, pretty. The sun is not cool. The sun has got an attitude here.
That's true. The sun is very warm and welcoming in Miami, but also adds to the humidity, for sure. But it's one of my favorite cities, too. I love Miami.
I still haven't been. I'd love to go.
Oh, definitely. The food in Miami, whoo!
So good.
Oh, it's next level.
You're not lying.
Is it better than New York?
It's different. It's just they've got such a great local, like the Cuban food, especially in Miami, I feel is like next level.
Cuban sandwiches.
Cuban sandwiches.
Wow.
Have you ever had a Cuban sandwich?
No.
Sounds like a cigar on a sandwich, which doesn't sound very good.
Is there any place here in the UAE that's comparable to a Cuban sandwich from Miami?
No, I'm so sorry. It's not.
Yeah.
Now I'm sad.
We got to get one over here, guys. A Cuban sandwich will change your life.
Okay. I'm ready to do it.
Okay. But Larry, you know what? You're so amazing. Instantly, because you called through and you're so awesome, you've got 4 weekend passes to go to Waterbomb Festival this weekend.
Yeah, nice.
So you can go and party this weekend. There's going to be like a massive water fight and these amazing artists there. So enjoy that, okay?
Well done.
I will. Thank you so much.
Now that's one part of this. The second part of this is you got to help us pick our hit. Each of us is going to present a song to you and then it's up to you, Larry.
All right, let's do it.
Nala,
yeah, go.
Okay, Larry, you're from Miami. You're in the party scene. I feel like this is a party song. It's like a G6.
Like a G6. Like a G6. Like a G6.
Far East Movement.
I love this song.
I think they were from LA, weren't they?
Don't know. And Dave. Dev, as she says.
Okay, that's Nala's Pretty Malik. Go for it.
Larry, we just got to play Britney Spears this morning. Come on.
He's laughing.
Come on.
I still believe. Not a bad choice, Pretty Malik. I'm going to go for a bit of a British artist, but I do believe this album went global. This is Craig David in 7 Days.
Took her for a drink on Tuesday. We make love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
That is my one, and we can't forget Chris Fade, even though he's off.
Yes, would you like to be Chris Fade, Rossi?
Yeah, all right. Larry, can you choose my song, please? This is Locked Out of Heaven.
Very weird.
Very Australian.
Oh, it's a great song, Larry. Larry, I'm sick as well, mate.
Choose me.
Oh, sorry, that's what Chris would do. Okay, that's the choices, Larry. It's up to you right now. Who do you want to go with?
Well, this morning, I need the vibe from Bruno. Let's go with Bruno Mars.
Are you kidding me, Larry?
What?
Aw, Larry. We had that.
Larry, we had a bond. We talked about Cuban sandwiches.
What?
We did. But if you would have said Spice Girls, it would have been different.
Oh, come on, Larry.
He's a big Spice Girls fan. I love it.
I love you, Larry.
Oh, you are
just absolutely the best. Even though you chose Chris's song, man, you just set the vibes for the day. You have an amazing, amazing day ahead.
Love you, Larry.
Thank you so much.
We'll never forgive you, but have a great day, mate. Here's Bruno Mars. This is Locked Out of Heaven on the Chris Fade Show this morning. It's 6:14. It's Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bruno. Locked Out of Heaven. It's Pick My Hit, Virgin Radio. The Chris Fade Show this morning. Hope you're doing well for your Tuesday morning. How are you doing this morning, pretty?
I'm doing okay. I washed my hair. A lot of effort.
I always notice, though. You got to...
Thank you so much, Rossi. I do appreciate that. Did notice.
Because I used to work in a hairdresser's.
Right. So you've got that eye for hair.
Yeah, I can tell.
You could tell.
It looks good.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Do you dry it yourself in the morning?
Yeah.
Wow. And is it a lot easier since you've got short hair now?
I mean, it's quicker. It's a little bit quicker.
Right.
But yeah.
Looks good.
Thanks. I appreciate it. If you're wondering, by the way, Chris is off. He had oral surgery over the weekend. Yeah. He had 5 stitches. He was grumpy and in pain yesterday.
Yeah.
So today he's taking the day off.
He was quiet yesterday. But what came out of his mouth looked like a golf
giant
ball.
Yeah, it was giant.
It was disgusting.
So he's going to take today off. By the way, the points update on Pick My Hit. Rossi, your last place, 6
Yay.
Points. Nala's got 9. I've got 13. And Chris still in the lead, 17 points. I think the last day is going to be July 5th for this round of Pick My Hit. So we have about a month to go.
You know what we should do? If you win, well, yeah. He'll win.
Well, yeah, he's like, going to win. He's going to get the
whoever the winner is.
Yeah.
Should be the one who controls the callers for the next season. So it's like,
nah.
if you were to win.
No, I don't want
because
that.
Because I feel like that helps a lot of the time.
No, I don't want to do that. I like it. It should be fair and square.
Well, that's fair and square.
No, it's not, because then you get to skew it. You get to sway the person.
That's what he does every season.
Well, yeah, but that's what we got to have to. We have to have better, like, negotiation skills.
I'm going to start a union on this show.
Okay.
All right.
And who's going to join it?
Just me.
Okay.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
104.4.
There's been some big changes for Instagram. Nala's joining us in the studio. She's an Instagram addict as well, aren't you?
She's our social media expert.
Actually,
over here.
You're a TikTok addict more, right?
Yes. But you are a TikTok addict.
I am a huge TikTok addict. But I love Insta.
Yeah, Insta's, you know, one of the OGs, right? But there's a massive change that they're experimenting with now that some of us may start seeing on our feeds. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Unskippable ads.
Oh, no. That's gonna... Nah.
See,
the middle of, like, a video.
Yeah, in your feed. It's gonna come up in your feed. So, Instagram is experimenting with a new ad format that's going to stop users from scrolling until they view a video ad in their main feed. This will be in stories and main feed. The move could significantly boost ad exposure. I mean, this is great for companies that they're trying to get. It's kind of like YouTube, right?
Yeah.
When they have like 3 ads, and out of the 3, one of them is unskippable, and the other 2 you can skip.
If you get YouTube Premium, you don't have any ads, right?
No, but there's certain ads still that are unskippable that you must, like 3-second ads and stuff like that. So Instagram is experimenting with unskippable ads. So you can hit next. You must sit there, watch all 5 seconds or whatever it is, and then move forward. And ever since they made this announcement overnight, a lot of people are like, this is great. A lot of people are like,
what's
great? Are you kidding me? I don't want Instagram anymore if you're going to do this. So I wonder if having ads on it would make you scroll less. Maybe it is a good thing.
No.
Mm.
No.
It's good for business owners, I suppose.
Yeah,
like,
it's good
they
for
can
businesses.
Get their advertisements out there.
Yeah.
But like the average user, it would annoy you. I know it annoys me with. It does it annoy you though when you're watching a YouTube video?
I think it's different. No, with YouTube, it's a long video. You know it's coming up. Here, I'm not forced to watch an ad when I'm going through my stories. Like, I would stop using it.
Well, okay. Mm. Well, I think this is counterproductive then, because it's going to make you get out of the app.
Well, yeah, because like I feel with YouTube, you know? Unless it's like I do go on YouTube Shorts a bit, but. You go on YouTube for a reason, right? You want to watch like a music video or whatever.
Like
whereas like
content.
On Instagram, so you're just scrolling.
You're mindlessly scrolling.
Doom scrolling, they call it, right? So
I don't know. I think in a way, like I think Meta is looking at it going, oh, this is great for businesses. But I think what it's making people do is probably cut down on their screen time.
Do you reckon Zuckerberg? Do you reckon Zuckerberg sits there and like, oh, I've lost my spot as the world's richest man here. I need to do something. I know.
Let's make money.
Yeah, let's get some advertisements going on Instagram
you
so I can
Snapchat
get to number one.
It.
Snapchat does have ads, yeah.
Yeah, but you can skip them.
This is unskippable.
You can
that one is fine. So if they just make it skippable, I think it'll be fine.
Mm. I don't know. I
don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I feel like whenever there's a change to any social media platform, we're always very resistant.
Mm. No, but this
and then eventually we all forget about it.
Do you
and then we just adapt?
I mean, you're a bit of a superstar on Instagram,
really.
Pretty Malik.
She
but
is.
Do you like look at algorithms and stuff? Because I saw something the other day, one of these videos of these professionals who said that they're gonna start favoring people who post less.
Man, I don't
on,
know.
On like reels and stuff. And like my reel views have gone through the roof, and I'm one of those people who hardly ever posts.
I honestly don't believe anything anyone says about the algorithm.
No.
I really don't. Because I saw a post the other day where they said, oh, if you put hashtags are back, put hashtags in your captions. But then who's the guy who does Instagram? What's his name?
I know what you're talking about.
The guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Someone tell me.
Mark Zuckerberg.
No.
No. What was his name?
What guy who does Instagram?
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Gary V.
No.
What was his name?
He does Instagram.
Adam. Adam Mosseri. He basically, he's the head of Instagram, dude.
Ah, yeah. Thought it was the guy who worked here.
No. Rosie, Adam Mosseri is the head of Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, so he went on a podcast and he was like, no, I don't know where you got this from, but we don't care about hashtags.
Hashtags are dead on Instagram.
Yeah, he said, the head of Instagram said that. But then if you go to the algorithm experts, quote unquote, I'm putting air quotes, you know, they're like, oh, use this. So I don't know, man.
We don't know what to believe anymore, do we?
The algorithm changes every hour. But just so you know, heads up, you're going to start seeing it. Oh, so Sufjan says some of the Snapchat ads are not skippable, Nala.
Oh, really?
So it looks like this is the way social media is headed.
No.
TikTok's the only one left.
We're going to have
to. My baby's the only one.
We're going to have to start talking to people, guys.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
It is 7:07 right now.
Ready?
This is the earliest we've done the pop quiz for absolutely ages, isn't it?
Well, I think we're too early, though, so we've got to fill 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Tell us, what was this morning on your stories? By the way, Chris is off sick. He's not feeling well. He had surgery, 5 stitches, so he's off today. Rossi,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Stretching my hamstrings.
This morning, I saw in your stories that you're starting your morning in a different way for your gut health. What did you do? We have 3 minutes. Come on.
I went for a smoothie this morning.
Did it help?
Jumeirah Beach Road. Yeah, it was nice.
What was in it?
I had a big banana. So it was banana, honey, and dairy. It was nice, actually. It's a bit different because I feel every morning I come to work and shove my stomach full of coffee without eating anything.
Right.
And you always tell me off and say that you need to eat something first before you put coffee in your mouth.
Even though I don't follow that. Yes, correct.
So I thought, I'll try a shake because I feel like I spent yesterday all day just bloated, completely bloated all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, I don't
want to. But doesn't the dairy bloat you?
Not really, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd try that out. And it hasn't worked at all, so.
Hit me, hit me, yeah. With a free, free.
money.
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop on Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Well, we wasted 1 minute 30 there. Pretty well done.
Thank you so much. It is time to do the Pop Quiz with Rack Bank. We do this every single day, and we've been doing it for years. A big shout out to Rack Bank. You can open an account, by the way, digitally with them in minutes. Earn 5% welcome bonus interest for the first 3 months. This promo is valid until June 30th. Make sure you go and check it out. Terms and conditions apply. But thank you, Rack Bank, for being part of the Chris Fade Show.
And if you go into a Rack Bank store and you just walk in and you go, Rack Bank!
No,
you'll
nothing.
Be greeted
do not, no, do
very,
not do that.
They'll welcome you in.
No, don't do that.
don't
do that.
But we love you, Rack Bank. Thanks for being on board this morning. Right, let's do this. Sylvia, good morning. You are through and you're live.
Oh, my God. Oh, good morning.
This is it.
Good morning,
Sylvia, and get well soon, Kristen Fahed. That's Chris Fade.
I'm so nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. Take a deep breath, Sylvia. Tell us, what are you doing right now? What are you up to?
Oh, you guys are the best. So I'm an English teacher, and you guys are my really go-to every morning because I leave my baby at home, and I had to work, and really listening to you just makes my morning. So thank you so much for just being there for all of us driving to work. Really, thank you so much.
Aww. Sylvia, you're so lovely. Thank you for those kind words.
Yeah, and it's not
sorry, I'm very nervous. I apologize.
It's
don't
all
say
right.
Sorry.
Don't be nervous. It's not. It mustn't be easy for you. You sound like my wife because she leaves her baby Alfie at home every day and then goes to work. It doesn't get easy, does
oh
it, doing
God.
That?
And you guys have 3 kids. God bless you, really. I don't know how she does it, honestly.
Give her the money now. Can we give her the money now?
I wish we could, Sylvia, but you do have to go through these 10 questions first, okay?
I'm not perfectly prepared for the pop quiz, but I'll do my best.
Okay. Spoken like a true teacher. I'm not perfectly prepared. Don't worry, Sylvia. All we ask for is you have a little fun with us. Try your best. I've got the 10 questions. Chris, unfortunately, is not here today, so I'm going to be reading the questions. Each question is worth 100 dirhams. If you don't know an answer, this is crucial. Just say pass, okay, Sylvia?
Oh, turn it off. Go on. Sorry, Sylvia. You got that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Sylvia, just take a deep breath with me. Just relax. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
We got this. Okay. We're going to be okay. Sylvia, you ready to go?
Yes, let's go.
Okay. All right, Sylvia. Your 60 seconds on the pop quiz starts now.
Okay,
here we go. Let's this is let's stop
start
it.
Start again.
Rossi.
Yeah.
You got it?
It's actually helped. Thank you so much.
It's giving her a bit more time to prepare.
Yes, okay.
You know, that's what I was doing.
Sylvia, he did it just for you. It wasn't a mistake in real life. It was a mistake on purpose. Anyway, Sylvia, pretend that never happened. Your 60 seconds on the pop quiz starts now. This Is Me and The Other Side are songs from which musical?
I'm not sure. Pass.
Who starred in Wonka and Dune Part 1?
Pass.
True or false, Brad Pitt appeared in Friends.
Yes.
What mall became home to the first Apple store in the UAE back in 2015?
Dubai Mall.
Who is older, Christina Aguilera or Pink?
Pink.
What is the capital of Jordan?
Amman.
Which singer had a tour named the Mrs. Carter Show?
Pass.
What sport does Rafael Nadal play?
Tennis.
Who stars as Captain America in Avengers Endgame?
Pass.
Ryan Tedder is the lead singer of which band?
Pass.
This Is Me and The Other Side are songs from which musical?
Pass.
Who starred in Wonka and Dune Part 1?
Timothy Chalamet.
There it is. What mall became home to the first Apple store in the UAE?
Emirates Mall. Oh, the Emirates.
Give her it.
I'm going to give that to you. Why not? You've got yourself
so
600 dirhams.
Yay! Oh, my God.
Well done.
That's crazy.
Love that.
Thank you, guys. You're the best, honestly.
Oh, thank you. You absolutely destroyed that.
Yeah.
I love the way you were so quick
Pass.
With your answers because you got through all of the questions and then we started going again.
Yeah, you were so good.
For 8 years. 8 years here in the car.
Oh,
well done. Sylvia, you are absolutely amazing. Here's what you got wrong. This Is Me and The Other Side are from The Greatest Showman. Beyonce had the Mrs. Carter show. Chris Evans plays Captain America, and Ryan Tedder is the lead singer of One Republic. But honestly, you did so well. 600 dirhams is all yours. You would be a pleasure to have as a teacher. You sound amazing. So,
come on, stop it.
No, it's true. You sound so lovely. So thank you for everything that you do as well. Have a wonderful day.
A lovely day. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh,
love Sylvia. Love that energy.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Big Rossi's science experiment. Chris is off, but the science experiments continue pretty, don't they?
Yes, they do. And this is because when Big Rossi thinks of an idea, if he doesn't do it in the next 15 minutes, the world will fall apart. Chaos will ensue.
It's got to get out my head, but I don't think I've thought this one through very well.
Nope, you really haven't, because all I see is glasses.
Yes.
And a kettle and water. Can you please explain how this science experiment works?
Well, I saw it on TikTok, so it must be true. Basically, a human being can hear the difference between hot and cold water. Hear the difference. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to pour out some hot water down the microphone. Not literally into the microphone, but from one glass to the other.
Can I close my eyes?
You can do it as well.
Okay.
The listeners have to guess if the water is hot or cold. You can call us right now. 04-871-5544.
But can Nala and I try it first?
I want everyone. I'm not going to tell you until...
Yeah, but can Nala and I try it?
Yeah, okay.
Let us try.
Okay, I'll let you try.
I want to be involved in a Big Rossi science experiment. I'm never involved in it. This is my chance.
Okay, well, she seems very passionate about this, so let's give her a chance. Let's give her it, okay?
So you're saying...
Yes.
Now, I'm looking at the two glasses here, and I can visibly see which one's hot and cold.
But you're going to close your eyes.
But I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to be able to hear the difference between hot and cold water. That is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay. This is silly...
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Nala, you going to play as well?
Yes, I'll close my eyes.
Okay.
Okay, so can you turn the music off, though, so we can
hear
properly?
Yeah, we will. Okay. Let's build up the drama. Okay.
By the way, if you want to watch this Big Rossi science experiment, we are currently live on Chris Fade Show on Instagram.
That's right.
Where you can watch this science experiment go down.
Yes, I do it, so you don't have to. Okay. Now.
I don't think I wanted to.
Please, okay. Ladies.
Yes,
ready.
Now, Instagram, please make sure you watch and see which is it hot or cold so they can confirm
Come over
whether
here.
We're cheating or not.
Okay, close your eyes.
Eyes are closed.
Eyes closed?
Yes.
Music going off. Eyes closed, okay?
Yes. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Ready. Yes. I feel like he's going to leave the studio. He normally does that.
Any day.
Rossi, hurry up.
I'm just joking. I'm still here. Okay. Right. Close your eyes.
Yes, they're closed.
Okay. All right. Right, here we go. I've got the glasses.
Just pour the water.
Close your eyes. Tell
me. It's closed.
Tell me if this is hot or cold water. You ready?
Yeah.
That sounds so weird.
I hope no one needs the toilet this morning. I apologize.
Okay, and what's this?
Right.
That's it? That's all we get?
Okay, do the second one. Let's hear the second one.
Yeah, let's hear the other one. But we're only going to guess the first one.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Keep your eyes closed.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, what do you think? I thought first was cold, second was hot. What do you think?
Yeah, first cold, second hot.
Rossi, first cold, second hot.
First cold, second hot.
Yeah.
You guys are completely and utterly correct.
Ah! Oh! Yes, we did it!
See? Big Rossi science experiment works yet again.
I can't
For all the haters who say they never work. Look at that.
How did we... I don't know. I just felt like the first one was cold.
Yeah, also, Rossi, when he held the cup with the hot one...
It's so hard to hold the hot one without going, ah! Ah! Okay, right, let me talk amongst yourselves here.
Okay.
We're going to do it with some listeners right now. We've got Joseph on the line.
Okay, Joseph.
Actually, let's get Joseph on here while I prepare my science experiment. Joseph.
Hi, Joseph.
How are you, mate? You there? Go. Joseph, yes. Go on. Hi.
Yes, hello. Hi, how are you?
Now, Joseph, you want to participate in Big Rossi science experiment, do you?
Yes.
Now, yes. did you hear Nala and I? We were able to correctly identify which one was the cold and which one was the hot water.
Yes.
We don't know. We don't have a theory as to why we went that way. We just went that way. So, Joseph, this is your chance to try. Big Rossi, are you ready with your water?
I am ready with the water. Yeah. Joseph, the willing participant, is ready. He signed a disclaimer.
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
No.
Oh, we can't get him on.
It's okay. Go.
Okay. Right. Joseph, tell us if you think this water that I'm about to pour is hot or if it's cold. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, turn the music off. Okay.
Here we go.
Glass number one.
Okay, Joseph.
Okay, that's water, glass number one.
What do you think it is, Joseph?
Okay, number two.
Let's hear number two.
You need to hear both. No, wait, Joseph, no. It's fine, wait.
Okay. Wait, yeah, because I feel like when you hear both, you can figure it out.
All right, okay, here's glass number two. Okay.
Glass. Okay. Second one cold. First one hot.
Yes.
See. Okay. Can you give me any scientific explanation why you chose that one?
I just felt like the second one is more like, you know, it's more cold.
Yeah. Listen. It's like it sounds cold.
Joseph, you're in my science club officially forever. I'll see you at the weekend. We're gonna go out with microscopes. Yeah. All right, well done, mate.
Perfect.
Thanks, Joseph. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Rossi's science experiment is a success.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank Chris for being off.
Virgin update.
There we go.
Good job, Rossi. Proud of you, Rossi.
Try with your friends. It's so interesting.
What a great party game.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
So Drake has literally just dropped a brand new song. We will play it for you in just a sec. But first, we got to talk about James Corden. He was photographed at an airport in Portugal looking quite agitated, possibly having a verbal disagreement with airline staffers. However,
not the first time.
This time, the public is on his side.
Oh.
He was standing up for all the passengers on his flight. Here's what happened. He was on a plane from Portugal back to the UK.
Yeah.
They had an emergency landing, unfortunately. They had to go back onto the tarmac. Right? There was a huge mechanical issue. Everyone was told to brace for impact. It was a scary situation.
Oh my gosh.
What ended up happening after that, though, was they were on the tarmac waiting for 3 hours. And of course, passengers then got agitated because there's no information. No one knows what's going on. And they've been sitting on the plane on the tarmac for 3 hours.
Like, no announcements at all.
Yeah, there was like people were getting very, very upset. James Corden, then, who was on that flight, got up and started talking to the staff, the personnel, to try to figure out what was going on. And someone snapped a photo where he looked quite angry, but it was all in good ways.
Good job. Good for him.
I don't know, though, because I sat on the plane on New Year's Day 2013.
Yeah.
Coming back from Times Square.
Yeah.
United Airlines.
Yeah.
6 hours.
On the tarmac.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did they tell you information?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
But like that's what, but even that's what
then,
I mean.
No, but even then, people would be... I'm sure there were people who were agitated 6 hours in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I was asleep after New Year's Eve.
Exactly. So that's the thing. So good on James Corden. He used his anger for good, I guess, in this time.
Yep.
Sean Kingston has officially been booked in a jail in Florida.
Oh, no.
So this whole saga, let me recap it for you if you don't know what's going on. Sean Kingston, we all remember him. A few weeks ago, his mother and him were both arrested. His house was raided, and it all has to do with defrauding companies and people worth over $1 million. So his mom was arrested in Florida and then eventually released. Sean Kingston was performing in California at the time. He was arrested after a show, and now he's been moved to a Florida jail instead. So he's going to have to face all of these charges, including grand theft, identity theft, fraud and other crimes that involves a jeweler, a car dealer, and several other businesses. What they basically do is they go in, they say, this is for Sean Kingston. They get millions of dollars worth of goods and never pay and basically steal them.
I mean, yeah, I think it's just like, I don't think he's doing it intentionally. I don't know.
No, he is doing it intentionally. He's been doing it for years. He's been caught in the same similar situation years ago as well. He does it on purpose.
I reckon he probably has the idea to give him back, but just does it too lazy or whatever.
He's been doing it for years, Rossi.
Honestly?
Yes. He's been arrested on the same charge before, which is crazy. That's what happens when you try to live above your means.
Exactly.
And finally.
Yep. Is that directed at me by any chance or no?
We'll talk about it later. Okay, so do we remember the Plain White Tee song, Hey There, Delilah?
Oh, that was a great song.
I love this song.
It was about a lady. He sang it at.
Well, about Delilah?
Yeah, yeah. But he took her to like an awards ceremony many years later.
Okay, Rossi, just play the song.
Facts. Here we go.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do.
That's it, yeah.
That's Hey There, Delilah.
The original, the OG.
The original.
Yeah.
Now, this is completely left field, but Drake has decided to do a remake of the song. However, he's done a remake of an already existing remix of Hey There, Delilah. This is called Wagwan Delilah.
Wagwan Delilah, no, I'm late cause there's bear traffic. I just showed my dog your Grammy, said he knows a man that slapped it. I'm so cheesed. Your mademoiselle nights are key.
There you go.
I'm bent low key.
Is this a joke?
No.
Is this serious music? Honestly.
This is serious.
It's like a joke?
Well, that's the thing. So now everyone's saying in this whole Kendrick Drake beef that was going on for a while, this song was the worst move ever. Because even though the beef is kind of over, this kind of like puts the nail in the Drake coffin.
Is this not AI?
It sounds like AI.
His voice sounds a lot higher. Have a listen to Drake's voice here. Sounds higher.
I still don't believe this is a real song.
This is a real song?
Maybe.
But that's Drake for you. Drake is playful. Like, he does stuff that's so left field and out of nowhere. This is all Toronto slang. It's like all phrases that only if you know, if you're from Toronto, you would understand.
Wagwan.
Well, not that. But, yeah. You know, like, I think he's just
so random.
He's so random and he's so silly and he's just so unserious.
That's
so
true.
I would not be surprised if he just dropped it because he just felt like it, you know?
I mean, it's going to be a payday, hopefully, for the Plain White Tees,
yeah,
right?
I hope so.
The one-hit wonders are going to get loads of money.
There you go.
Where we go. Hit us with your tag, Pretty Malik.
Peace out, home fries.
Wagwan.
Do that.
He's not well, Chris.
He's not.
He's got a sore mouth. He had a surgery, I've been told, I've got to say. He's had surgery.
Yes, he's had surgery in his mouth over the weekend. He has 5 stitches on the inside of his cheek. I saw them yesterday. He came into work yesterday, but he was really struggling to talk. Like, it was hurting him. He was in pain.
He was quiet, which means, yeah, he's not normal because he's very loud. So he was just, like, quiet, and we were a bit like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, he was in a lot of pain. So he's taken today off to rest, and then hopefully he'll be back tomorrow.
Did he post the story of what came out of his mouth, or did he keep it offline?
I think he sent it to us.
Yeah. Can we post it?
No.
No? Because it was disgusting.
I think it was a bit much.
It was massive. It was came so out of his mouth.
If you don't know, I'll recap it quickly, right?
Yeah,
so he bit down on his cheek about 8 months ago really hard.
Yeah.
And then as it was healing, he bit down on it again.
Mm.
And then as it was healing, it kept healing, and it formed like a mass on the inside of his cheek that was like protruding out. And it got to a point where he needed to get it removed. So on Saturday, he went and he got it removed.
Mm.
There was TMI here, but there was a lot of blood. And
but why does he book it? Why does he book to go on a Saturday?
Well, it makes more sense than going in the middle of the week, right? That's the time when we get to do it.
Conscientious employee.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So he booked it in, and they put in 5 stitches. He had healing on Saturday, Sunday. Now, he came in yesterday, which probably didn't help the healing, and it was a lot of pain. So that's why he's taking today off. But Rossi, this whole situation reminded you of a prank phone call.
Yes, this was Chris Fade calling up the dentist, trying to discuss with the receptionist with a very, very sore mouth. Have a listen to this.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
I've got a problem with my back. very playful.
So you'd like to have an appointment now? You have pain?
Yeah. Good.
Okay, can I give you now around 12 o'clock for today? Yes, today at 12?
No, sorry.
I'm sorry, I don't understand, sir.
My number.
I'm sorry, sir, I don't get what you're saying. You'd like to have later, like around 1 o'clock?
Give my number. 0-5.
4 o'clock?
No.
I'm sorry, sir, I don't get what you're saying.
You
have a fight with us already, sir?
Yeah, I've got a file. It's under Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris Fade, F-A-D-E.
Oh, my God. You're too big. So am I on the radio right now? Oh, my God.
Love that. Hopefully,
so good.
Chris will be back tomorrow. Fingers crossed.
The Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show.
Good morning.
Virgin Radio.
We're joined in the singer Pretty Malik by a man who I have seen all over Dubai, particularly because I like to frequent a brunch now and again. So,
are you stalking this man?
No, I just think he's a great talent. he supported Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
And he's done some amazing shows. I always see him at a brunch. But
and
I just,
you always see Rossi at a brunch?
I just admire the way he works so hard. He's a hard-working man, and he's very talented as well. We're joined in the studio by Greg Pearson. Good morning,
hey.
Greg.
Good morning.
From Scotland, how are you doing?
All
you good?
Way. Yeah, I'm good. I'm very good. It's very early for me. I do get up early, but not this early.
Were you performing last night anywhere?
I was. I finished at midnight.
Midnight?
And then I got up at 4 because my wife's mum has just went to the airport at 4, so I had to put her in the Kareem at 4. Went back to bed for an hour, and then I was straight up.
Well, you look very fresh.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks very
You've
much.
Done
That's
well.
Really kind. You guys look amazing as well.
Oh, thank you. It's all the makeup I've got on. But I just want to say, yeah, thanks for coming in. Like, let's talk about some of the stuff you've done around, not only the world, but here in the UAE. Supporting Lewis Capaldi.
Yes.
How was that?
Incredible. Amazing. Mm. Like, I still can't believe that all these gigs have happened that I've done since that. It's really amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that come about? So how long? Let's start from the beginning. How long have you been singing, songwriting for?
So I've been songwriting probably since I was like 15, 16.
Okay.
14, 15, 16. And then I'd done it for like, you know, I thought I was going to be a world megastar until I was like maybe 19 or 20. And then I was like, all right, I need to pay bills and I need to like
be
like a real person in the world.
Yeah.
So then I stopped for a couple of years. And then just before COVID, I saw that Lewis was coming out here. We kind of done the similar circuit back home. So I knew like some of his team.
Right.
And then I saw he was coming. And then I just messaged him and said, I'm here. This was in charge. I was like, I'm here. Can I come and do the support? And they were like, yeah.
Wow.
I love that, though.
Isn't that mental?
You don't know until you try.
No, of course not.
Exactly.
You could have gotten a no. Maybe you didn't get a chance, but you have to take that chance. I love that. So you've now gotten back into your singing.
Yes.
Is that what you do full-time now?
Full-time.
That's amazing. How does it feel?
Good. Yes, amazing. I do it quite a lot. You know, I'm doing it like I'm living and breathing it at the moment, like performing and songwriting. Like,
yeah.
So it's a lot, but...
Where can we see you?
I love it. Just now, I'm playing at Blah Blah. I was there last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
February 30 on the Palm.
Nice place, yeah.
Oh, wow. All the big places then.
McGettigan's, I've seen you, McGettigan's.
Ah, that's it.
that's where
it.
You find Rossi.
Yeah, yeah. if you want to follow him, by the way, check him out on Instagram, Pearson Greg. That's P-E-A-R-S-O-N, Pearson Greg.
Yep.
He's doing all right there, you know, 25,000 followers already. Hopefully we can get you a bit more.
Yes, please. Come on, let's do it.
But you've got a song that you're going to be releasing. It's not out yet. Tell us a bit about...
This is an exclusive. I love that.
In Our Place. Tell us a bit about it.
So this is a song, it's kind of a follow-up song from, not my last single, but the single before that. That single was called Through Your Window. And that was a song that I wrote about basically where I grew up in Scotland. It was like a tiny little estate, and there was like 15 or 20 houses. I lived at number 12 and my granny lived at number 14, and that was the case like all through my life. So any time that I needed somewhere to go, our house was always there. And then sadly she died, and then I had to watch a new family move into that house and like have like the Christmases and birthdays and all of that. So Through Your Window is basically me watching the family have all the experiences that I had in this house. So this song, In Our Place, is a follow-up to that. And I kind of realised, like, I had this, like, this perspective of my granny's house as a child, but then I was like, I wonder what it was like for her going back to that house after living in the house with my granddad for, like, 50 years, whatever. So after he died, so this is the perspective of her going back to the same house.
After he passed away.
After he passed away.
And she lived for 20 years on top
after,
of
her. After, aye. Same layout, same fridge, same bed, everything. Which when
everything she looks at must remind him.
I've literally just got goosebumps with you saying that story, so I'm very excited to hear this.
Let's have a little listen to this. This is In Our Place by Greg Pearson on Virgin Radio on the Chris Fade Show this morning. Here we go. Press play there, Rossi. Come on, you can do it.
There you go.
There we go.
Here I stand, I'm back again, in the place that we had everything. Empty hands now, I've nothing left, and even breathing feels irrelevant. Why can't we take it back for the last time? 'Cause I miss how it was. Here in our place, where everything we have is for two. Here in our place, nothing is the same without you. I'll leave the door wide open to the outside. Let yourself in.
Sounds amazing. Sign me up for this one. When's it coming out, In Our Place?
July 12th.
July 12th.
You've got such a beautiful, unique voice, I feel.
Thank you.
You can hear the Scottish in there as well.
Yeah.
I love it.
Tried not to lose it.
Why not? Exactly.
Now, Greg, we did ask you to bring your guitar in.
Yeah.
This single, by the way, if you go to Greg's Instagram, there's a link there where you can pre-save it. It's out July 12th. Make sure you grab it.
Pearson Greg, yeah.
We wanted you to kind of give us a live rendition as well, because your voice is so great.
Of the song? Okay.
Whatever you like. Whatever you like.
Before you do that, we just want to talk to Melvin. He's got something to say about your song. Is Melvin there? Can we speak with Melvin? Melvin, you're on with Greg. What do you want to say, Melvin?
Yeah, goosebumps. That song is very soulful.
It's very good. Soulful.
Thanks so much, Melvin.
It's amazing. Yeah, yeah, it's a great song. It's going to be available on his Instagram very soon, 12th of July. Okay, what are we going to do now then?
Well, it's up to you guys. I do a lot of covers, like in the gigs that I'm playing.
Yeah, go
so
for
I
it.
Can do that. I can do a little...
Do a little mashup, whatever you like.
Stuff we have on Virgin, yeah.
Okay. I won't play a full song. I'll just give you some little
snippets. Give us a little, give it a taste.
Do it.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm homebound. Stepping back the edges, making my way through the crowd. I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I should fall into the sky. Do you think time will pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I could just see you tonight. I remember when we were driving in your car. Our streets were fast, felt like I was young. City lights lay out before us, and yeah, I'm feeling a sweat round my shoulder. I had a feeling that I belonged. 'Cause I had the feeling I could have been someone, been someone, been someone.
Yes! Love that.
Amazing. Go and follow him on Instagram right now, Pearson Greg. Grab that single when it comes out on July 12th, and you will see him performing around Dubai. You are incredible, Greg.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks so much for having me in.
Anytime. Really, we'll get you back in again when Chris comes back. Thanks for being on the show, Greg.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris
Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
I'm being overtaken by ladies.
Yes, as you are in your real life as well, off the radio.
True. Yeah, apart from me and my dog, yeah.
Yeah, so Nala was asking me this question off the radio, and I thought this is a great discussion to bring onto the radio, and it has to do with weddings. So Nala, what is the question you were asking me?
So I have a summer destination wedding.
Okay.
That I'm about to go to in the next 2 weeks, and I don't know whether or not to get a gift, because I'm already paying for the expenses of going to that destination wedding, but I don't know, should I get a gift or not?
And it just sparked a conversation.
Mm.
Because there's so many destination weddings that happen, especially because so many people are not from Dubai initially, the UAE, so they choose to have weddings either in their home countries or somewhere that's like a middle ground for people.
Yeah.
Now, this is what I think.
Go on then.
Okay, I said, if you're paying for the flights and if you're paying for everything, a wedding gift is not necessary, but it's completely up to you financially, like your financial capability of what you can do. If you feel like you want to give a little something, you can, but I feel like it shouldn't be completely required.
Mm.
That's what I think.
On the flip side, you as a person are benefiting from the holiday.
But it's
It's like you're going on. Like, I went to one in Turkey, in Antalya, and it was all inclusive. So
that's the difference. That's
I benefited from it.
No, but that's the difference. So she's paying for everything, flights and hotel. So you didn't have
I paid for everything.
For everything. So it wasn't all inclusive.
No, you paid
for it. As in like the package.
Yeah, it was a package. It was a package holiday. So like I'm sort of benefiting from the holiday.
True. So, So let's open it up. 0487155444. Call us right now. If you are going to a destination wedding as a guest, do you give a wedding gift or not? Now, culturally, I can tell you, I say all this, but culturally, as an Indian, 100% I'm giving a gift.
Yeah.
Because you have to. Like, no matter you pay for it or you don't, culturally, you got to give a gift.
Right.
But I'm just looking at it from, like, a young girl's perspective. You've probably saved a lot of money to go on this flight. Now you think about a gift. So, 0487155444. If you are going to a destination wedding, should you pay for a gift?
I don't know. Like, I think a lot of the time people put too much thought into things.
What do you mean?
Like, for instance, the other day my friends were on holiday. It was her birthday on the Monday, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't buy her a gift, but I just said, all right, I'll pay for the... I just said, no, I'll pay for this dinner.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's a gift.
But, like, do you put too much thought into things a lot of the time?
But it's a wedding. Like, a wedding
gift. Yeah, it's a wedding. It's a big deal, right?
Yeah, like, a wedding gift is such a normal thing. But, hey, let me tell you, flights are expensive.
Where's this wedding going to be?
The wedding is going to be in Cyprus.
Ooh.
Oh!
Well, that's kind of fun.
It's so much fun. Personally, like, I think I will get a gift because I'm close to her, but I was just wondering in general.
Yeah, because, you know, I have to say, does this happen in Arab weddings? Because I know in a lot of South Asian weddings, if there's a destination wedding, depending on how rich the couple are, they pay for everything.
Yes.
Like flights, hotel, everything.
I've just been asked to do a wedding in Sicily as an MC.
Do it, Rosie.
Yeah, I might go.
Okay, that's the question. Do we take gifts to a destination wedding?
Now, this is either Chris Fade or it's actually Borat. Borat, good morning.
Good morning.
That's why
the guy a coffin is getting married.
Hey. That is so mean. Do not say that.
It's the end.
No, it's not.
Hey.
Go on, Borat.
Well, you buy him a coffin and you buy her a chopping block. Simple, isn't it? Oh.
Lovely.
If it doesn't work, all ends well.
Oh, thank you very much for answering
Sounds
the question. Don't do that. Kelly, go on, Kelly. You tell us what you think.
Morning. I think it depends on how close you are to the person. If you're close, even if you're paying for the flights, I would get a gift.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're not really that close, if you're paying for everything, maybe not. Maybe something small like a dinner voucher or something.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Are you on board with like the whole destination wedding? Because I know like Chris, for example, he hates weddings in general. Yes. I don't know what he has against weddings.
Oh, he was scarred previously, maybe.
He didn't even have
a wedding.
Didn't even have a wedding. But like he hates weddings just in general. And if it has to be a destination wedding, he's going to be crying all the way there.
Mm.
Villa 47.
Sorry?
No, she's talking to the villa.
She said Villa 47. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Kelly, are you giving a house away?
I am on board with it. I have a friend who had her wedding back home in South Africa.
And I paid for the flights and everything to go because she's my best friend. And I still got a gift.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's nice.
Well, listen, we're sorry to bother you anyway. Get back to Villa 47. thanks for being on the show this morning. Let's go with Sammy. Sammy, tell us what's your thoughts on this one. Should you get a gift to a destination wedding?
Well, first of all, good morning to everybody.
Hi.
Lovely to be here on the phone with you guys. Now, me and my wife, we actually had our destination wedding. So when we did it, we knew what everybody was going to pay, you know?
Mm.
Like, we knew it was going to be expensive and the cost of coming. So we told everybody in the invite, please, you know, no presents, just be present. That's it.
No presents.
I have a counter question.
When you said that, did your friends actually not get a gift? Because I feel like even if she tells me not to get a gift,
that's
I will
on,
get a gift.
No, but that's on you. Once I think that's really cool of the couple of you, Sammy, to say that to your guests because it instantly releases the pressure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know what? Like, we had a couple of people get us small presents, and it, you know, it was nice, and it was, I guess in a way it was thoughtful for them too, but it didn't change how we felt towards the people that didn't get us a present. We just enjoyed everybody being there, and you know, we're thankful that they're able to spend that money to show up, to come and celebrate with us. I think that's the most important thing that any couple wants with a destination wedding.
I love that, Sammy. So I think that's a tip for couples who decide to have a destination wedding.
Mm.
Maybe if, you know, if everyone, if the guests are being asked to pay for the flights and hotels, maybe have a look at that and write that on the invite. I think that's beautiful, Sammy.
I mean, we recently did it as well, right? Brent and Eve, they didn't want any gifts, did they?
No, that we donated to animal shelters instead, which is fine, but that's still spending money, right?
Yeah,
towards a good cause, but and it like, wasn't a destination.
Well, it is because, you know, some people, you know, like yourself, live in the Springs, so it's quite a long way.
Oh, Rossi. Virgin
update. See how far Eddie had to come to that one? It's miles. Give us the news headlines then, pretty.
So the answer to your question, Nala, by the way, is you're probably going to get a gift because you're Arab.
I'm 100% going to get a gift.
So you're Arab.
1,000%.
Are they Dubai? Are they residents of Dubai?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Well, the next conversation we'll have to have is, what is the gift?
I already know what it is.
What is
She's Arab. It's gold.
It's gold.
Oh, wow. Look, that's a good idea. I keep seeing these everywhere I go.
What?
You know, these paddle courts.
Yeah.
Like, it's becoming so popular now. Paddle, isn't it?
Paddle's very popular here. And I think it's starting to go worldwide. Like, well, it is worldwide, isn't it?
Well,
it's big in Europe, isn't it?
Well,
is it?
It's from, I think it originates from Spain, maybe, because a lot of the best paddle players are from Spain. But
I know that
Chris played Andrew Schultz in paddle the other day. But every time I drive past a paddle court, I keep thinking to myself that I could probably beat Chris Fade at paddle.
Have you played before?
No.
How do you think you can beat him? He's been playing consistently for a long time, and he was a tennis player. Have you ever played tennis?
Yeah, that was my second question.
Tennis?
No, I'm not very good at tennis.
Badminton?
Badminton, nah, it's a bit too fast for me.
Any sport with a racket?
Squash.
Squash, racquetball, yeah, I can do that.
You know how to play?
Racquetball, yeah.
Like, well?
Well, put it this way. If the ball bounced over my head and bounced against the wall and down to the ground and I was running back towards the wall like I could open up my legs and hit the ball through my legs and it would go over the net.
Wow.
No, it hit the wall when I played racquetball. So let that be an indication of how good I am.
I'll be honest, I have no idea what that means because I've never played. So cool.
But I like this idea of paddle. Like, I've got a pass.
Now, let's...
And I get free paddle courts. I want to do it.
Now,
you get a free paddle course?
I can get paddle courts for free on my pass thing. But Chris can get free courts anywhere he goes because he's Chris Fade. Can you do one-on-one or is it like two?
No, you need two people.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Can't you just do one-on-one?
No, you have like partners.
I want the chance to go against him.
Now, Rossi, let's just recap here for a minute. You challenged each other to a running race and you lost that.
Yeah,
And you are a runner. You're the only one on this.
I'm a long distance runner.
But you're the only one who actually runs.
True.
Now.
Out of me and him, yeah.
You know, like you have the experience.
Right.
And you lost that. What's your thinking going into challenging Chris to paddle where you don't have the experience?
And he has.
I feel like I'm in good shape, and I feel like I could.
Are you laughing,
Nala?
Because he said he was in good shape when he was doing the running. Run.
Yeah,
and
that's
still
true.
Lost.
Yeah, that's true.
But I didn't train for that at all, and I have.
Will you train for the paddle?
Sciatica from a piriformis muscle. Google that.
I feel like you need to do like a little bit of incognito paddle situations.
That's good.
Like just to test yourself and see if you're good or not. Maybe start playing a little bit, pick it up, and maybe in like 3 months' time, then you can challenge Chris.
Start now, and then when we're back from the summer holidays, you can bring up the topic back up, and Chris wouldn't know that you took lessons.
I don't know. I feel like I could do it with like out any training.
Rossi, no. Please listen to yourself. Like, I'm trying to save you from embarrassment.
Look at the size of me. I'm massive. I'm like nearly twice his height.
The game has nothing to do with height.
Yeah, it does because you can't hit over my head because I'm taller and I can reach further. I can reach further, right, left, right, up. Maybe like down is a problem. I'll give you that. Going down is a problem.
I feel like you might have offended the paddle players just now.
I mean, like we've got people coming in saying they want to be on my team.
Oh,
like,
no.
Me and someone else versus Chris and someone else. Maybe this could be a thing.
Rossi, my advice to you.
Like, people could. Have you seen that paddle court in JLT? It's in the middle of the water.
Yes, I've seen
it. We could do it there. People can watch, gather round at night.
Just practice.
It could be lit up. It could be lit up.
Okay.
Look at this. How's my form?
Let's just let him do it.
How's my form? Look.
So amazing. Rossi,
go for it. Do it. I think tomorrow when Chris comes back, challenge him, bro.
I'm ready to go.
You're so ready. Go, Rossi. Woo!
See, this is why I love working with you guys.
Rossi!
I'm not used to this. Thank you. You are pumping up my tires. I love you girls.
Tomorrow, ask him, okay? Tomorrow.
Okay. It is 8:49 right now. We're talking about paddle, and I do believe, Pretty Malik, that I can give Chris Fade a run for his money. I've never done it. And I like the way, you know, you're backing me up.
You know what? If you want to be DeLulu, you go for it.
Yeah.
It's the only Salulu.
Oh, good one, Pritt. Good one.
Hold on. Are you saying I'm being delusional?
No. It's a good thing. Being DeLulu is the Salulu.
Ah. Is that Hindi or something?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What does that even mean, DeLulu? Samantha, good morning. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing, Rossi?
Hi, Samantha.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
Oh, good. Thanks, Samantha. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, listen, you guys are doing a fab job. But, Rossi, I've got a bit of advice for you.
Okay.
Find a sport that you are good in. Don't rave about it on the radio. Just say to Chris, listen, I'm going to challenge you in this. You practice, and then you hit him out of the left field, and then bam, you win.
Exactly.
Don't do something you have no experience in, because that's just going to set you up for failure.
Are you sure, Samantha? Do you reckon I won't do it? I mean, I can do racquetball, though. I was all right at that.
Listen to Pretty. She knows what she's talking about.
Yes.
Find something that you're really good in. Don't blow it up on the radio. Just be like super incognito about it. And then you just come out of the left field and just bowl Chris completely over.
Samantha, we've tried that. Now we're just on the DeLulu train now.
No,
so now we're just going to say, you do it, Rossi.
Good job.
Samantha, that's it. I'm going to challenge Chris Fade to a brunch off. I'm good at that at least. I can see.
You'd win. 100%
you would win.
Yeah.
You would totally win.
Samantha, do you not think I'll win this paddle game? Are you just trying to, like, ease me down for disappointment?
Rossi, you've got no experience in it. So all you've got to do what Nala did. Over the summer practice, see how good you are. But don't set up a competition in an area that you've got no experience in.
Yeah, no, but like,
lose again.
I feel like he'll be very surprised at my skills.
Rossi, you'll be surprised at your skills because you don't even know if you have them yet.
I've never done it. I want to give it a go, but I want it to be the first time
when
I play against him
so
I can show him.
Go for it. Samantha, I told you, we've lost all hope. Just tell him to go for it.
We're on that train. We are heading south.
That's right. The DeLulu train is all aboard the Rossi Express. It's the DeLulu train.
Thank you, Samantha's on board. Amir, what are you calling up to say, mate?
Rossi, I am with you the whole way.
Thank you,
mate. We got another passenger on the DeLulu train.
Welcome.
Guys, please let's let Rossi be all that he can be.
Yeah.
Stop putting him down. He can do it.
Yes.
There's no need. There's absolutely no need for him to practice. He's a born talented individual.
Yes. Say it with me, everyone.
Everything goes, Rossi.
Yes,
Rossi. You got it, my friend. You got it, and we're all with you.
Yes.
Just go for
Let's go.
Yes. Woo! Can I save your number?
With you, Rossi.
Thank you,
go
mate.
Go for it.
Thank you so much, Amir. I'm going to save your number. I need friends like this guy. What a legend.
Say it with me, everyone. Delulu is the only Salulu.
Delulu is the only Salulu. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Delulu. Is the only Salulu.
Why are you saying it like that?
What's it mean?
What's
I'm the
accent?
Best. I don't know. What is it?
It's like, English.
Does it mean like I'm the best?
Yes,
it?
It's Gen Z slang.
Delulu is the only Salulu. Virgin Radio. Yes, it is a Tuesday morning. Hope you're doing well. 9:05 right now. Big Rossi and Pretty Malik Nala here as well. Chris is off, though. He will be back tomorrow, hopefully, I think.
Yes, hopefully. He needed to rest. He had oral surgery over the weekend. He has 5 stitches on the inside of his cheek. They took this, like, a mass, I guess you call it a mass. Like, they took this large mass out of the inside of his cheek. So he was in a bit of pain yesterday when he was doing the show. You could see he was like visibly hurt.
He was quiet.
Yes, because he couldn't really talk much because of the stitches.
Why do you both say hopefully at the same time?
What do you mean?
Like, hopefully he's back tomorrow. Hopefully, hopefully.
Because that means he's feeling better. Do you not want your friend to feel better?
Also, the show is called The Chris Fade Show.
Yeah, but we've done all right today. You don't have to say, hopefully he's back tomorrow.
Why wouldn't you want, like, the host of the show back, though?
Actually, yeah, it's a good point.
Rossi, you've discovered today things that we've been doing for 14 years because you had to do, like, more work.
Don't
you
want stories that made me smile?
Like, right before we did the news, right? Right before they did the news, Rossi goes, oh! You're going to do a story that makes me smile now?
That's good.
I've been doing it every day at 9 o'clock. But Rossi's usually... Rossi, I just realized, I looked at the time, it's 9:06. It's almost toilet time.
Oh my gosh, sorry, yeah, I've got to go. Here's Artemis right now on Virgin, hold on.
Turn the mic off.
I'll be back in a sec. Turn the mics off.
Okay.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Joined on the phone by one guy who, he used to be on the show a while ago, actually. And then he went to study abroad.
Yes, but he is our football expert. He literally knows everything before it happens. I don't know how.
Yeah.
But welcome to the show, our football expert, Wasim.
Hi, Wasim. How are you?
Hello, guys. Always a great feeling to be back on the show.
Oh, we love you, Wasim.
We miss you.
We miss you. Come back. Okay, Wasim, massive news in the football world overnight. What's going on?
Right. The biggest transfer in football history, I'd say, since Ronaldo to Madrid, since Messi to PSG, has just happened. Real Madrid have signed Mbappe.
Whoa, this is a big deal, right? Massive deal.
Huge deal. I mean, Madrid have been chasing him for years. Mm-hmm. They chased him for 180 million, 200 million, but now they've got him for free.
So can you explain how that works?
Yeah.
Because he's like one of the best players, right? Right now?
Yes, 100%.
So yeah, 100%. I'm assuming the price tag for Kylian Mbappe should be in the hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
So how did this happen for free?
Mbappe has been chased by many clubs for many years, probably 160 million, 180 million, but he still has a 5-year contract at PSG. Now, what Madrid did, and this is why they're the best club in the world, they waited until the contract expired, which left him as a free agent, and then they approached him because there was no way Mbappe would leave PSG for any other club than Real Madrid, because that is the biggest step he could take. So just incredible piece of business.
But I thought, like, there was talk about him going last season or something. Like, he could have gone last season from PSG. Was that not the case?
100%. I mean, there was a lot of talk of him going before. However, Madrid just thought, hey, if you don't want to come, we'll wait for you to come. They go ahead and they win another Champions League. And they just showed that the club is bigger than the player. And when that happens, you know, it's kind of like an ex-girlfriend. They've been chasing her for quite a while, and then she comes back when it's time, you know?
You know what? That's a good analogy,
that's a
great
one.
How old are you again? 21, is it?
19. Whoa, that's...
19. Well, listen, I've got another question. Like, Mbappe, you know, grew up at PSG, I think. Like, he spent a lot of time there. It's like the team that he's played his most football, I think, at. Why wouldn't he leave and make sure that PSG get a bit of a payday? You know, to say thank you. Why is he allowing it to happen where he just waits for his contract?
I'm sure it's not his decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the controversy comes. He had a big bust up with the president of PSG. Huge arguments there, but I'm sure if it was down to him, he would have wanted to leave them something. But again, it comes down to the ex-girlfriend thing. You either leave for the big guy or for your ex, you know. I understand.
Yeah.
No loyalty there.
Well, that's the big deal. So Kylian Mbappe officially with Real Madrid, who just had, like, they're having the best week ever.
Well,
right now.
15 Champions League to date, right? I think they've won it 15 times,
yeah.
So, like, I think it's going to be a 16th next season. What's your thoughts on that, Wasim? Do you think they'll win it next season again?
100%. We're talking about the best team in world football. They signed Mbappe. They have all the big stars, all the young stars. It looks like it's going to be another Madrid season next year.
Definitely. Well, listen.
Thank you so much, Wasim. If you want to follow him for more football and interviewing the stars like Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, you can go to Wasim Talks on Instagram. That's WASSEEM Talks on Instagram. Thank you, Wasim.
Thank you so much, Pretty. Thank you, guys. Have a great show.
Cheers, mate. Get back to playing your video games. Have a great day.
Virgin update. Rossi's just salty because he has more followers than him.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, well, not only that, he got a one-on-one interview with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
So did you. You didn't even want to do the interview.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's one of the nicest guys in the world. Yeah, he deserves it. Well done, Wasim.
Let's go! Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
And that is it for us, Pretty. We are done.
We are done without Chris Fade today, but Ross, you did wonderful. You were awake.
I wouldn't be able to do it without you.
Thanks so much. Hopefully, Chris will be back tomorrow. Send him some love today. He's recovering from oral surgery.
Yeah.
He had stitches in his mouth on the inside of his cheek. So go and send him some love on the Instagram.
Yes, hopefully he'll be all right. I'm back tomorrow. What's the plan for today and later on for you?
Today is beauty day for Preeti. So that means eyebrows. I have a derm appointment. I've got to go get my nails done. So it's
all
in
one day
hair.
In the same place, or did you?
No, different places. I washed my hair this morning. So lots of things. It's a beauty day for Preeti.
Beauty day. Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. It's pub quiz day for me today.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So you're going to be the exact opposite of today tomorrow.
It's going to be grumpy day tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Looking forward to it because I'll be tired because I have so much fun there. That's why. Stay there. Eddie on the way next. He'll be very happy. He's coming live from an office, right? So
yeah, exactly. Hits at work live on tour, I want to say.
He'll be very happy that we're on time. He's too happy,
some
may
say. Oh, my gosh, Rossi. Okay, come on, Rossi. I'm taking him with me.
Let's go. I'm coming. Bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.